WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning. 741 Brock Hunter.
Come on, what are you doing?
What's up?
Good morning.
We'll check out your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, let's get to it. Your topic of the day. Today is actually National Tourism Day. And so I thought it would be interesting if you could tour anything, literally anything, what would you take a tour of? Now, I want you to think outside the box. Like, oh, well, I guess I'd tour the Great Wall of China. Okay, that's a fine answer. But I'm saying anything in the world.
Got
anything
it.
That exists. What could you take a tour of? And when I was thinking about this, you know what I'd really like to tour, which would be super cool? And I know we kind of can, but an episode that sticks out to me that I'll always remember from the Magic School Bus is when they go inside the body.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's just, tour I the body. Think it'd be so cool to get like in like a little like submarine spaceship thingy and go inside the body and just see all that, because we know and we can see x-rays now, but to truly see like a functioning body inside, I think would be super awesome.
Now, you know, the Magic School Bus is a cartoon and they made it look all nice and fun, like, right?
Of course.
The real
like,
body
did a burping
is...
scene, which was fun. Like, it's great. Yeah. I realize. But the real body, but I think it'd be so cool. Because we don't think about it enough. Like, literally inside me right now is just blood and guts and just stuff moving around. And if it stops doing what it's supposed to be doing at any point in time, I could die. And that fascinates me.
Are you high right now by chance?
Think about it, man. Like, if we could go down there, man. But think about that, though. Like, you could go, like, the fact that I have an appendix that I could literally take out and still be fine, it's weird to me. So, yeah, I'd love to tour the inside of the human body.
Brock's going to take a submarine through his body.
Or how about I just murder you and I cut you open and I look around?
You could.
Root around there with a stick. So that's what I would tour. That's what I would
tour. Okay, you know, okay. That's not. Do you ever, like, dissect a frog back in the day or anything?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we've done all that. But that's a frog. It's not a human. Yeah. And apparently they frown upon you cutting open people unless you're a doctor or something.
No, get with Andy, the dead guy. He'll take care of you.
Actually, Andy probably would be my best bet.
Yeah,
he would be my best bet. But I want it to be alive. Is that creepy to say?
Ah, jeez. All right, maybe Andy's not the right guy for you. He's the dead guy, not the alive guy. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone, if I creeped you out this morning.
You weirdo. All right, so I think mine would... I don't know how to segue out of this one. But I'm going to go with International Space Station, dude, for sure. Give me a tour of that.
That's cool.
Awesome.
I like that.
That'd be awesome.
I don't think we're that far off from something like that, though, you know?
No. I just don't want to know what it feels like in zero gravity, floating around like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think I can imagine it. I kind of have an idea, I think. But I think that's one of those things you just have to experience to know what it's really like.
Yeah.
Just floating around, dude. Weightlessness is crazy if you really think about it.
So
I'm always curious about the sleep. Like, do you just fall asleep? Is that it? Like,
because it's hard to strap yourself in. You gotta strap in.
But if I was just to like take a nap, like a float around nap, because I gotta find a good comfortable position, you know. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm comfortable. I can go to sleep. Like in space, do you just like?
You probably just got to get so tired. Like, that's just it. Like, where you can get to the point where, like, when you were a toddler and you could just sleep anywhere, that's how you are in space. But see, now that actually even goes into mind, because now think about it. When you're in space, our bodies are made to handle gravity. That's why they're saying you can't be up in space that long right now, because our bodies can't handle it.
You get all weak and spindly.
Yeah.
Me.
Your legs, God, you'd be done in about a week.
Shut up.
We've never seen atrophy happen this fast. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Comment on Facebook. Get in on the conversation. If you could take a tour of anything, literally anything at all, what would you take a tour of? Like I said, go to our Facebook page, comment on there. We'll read your answers and more when we come back. Stick around.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Your topic for today, it's National Tourism Day. So if you could tour, take a tour of literally anything, doesn't matter. Think outside the box. What would you take a tour of?
Mm. Your mom's bedroom.
How dare you, sir. How dare you. We got some great answers on Facebook. Rick said Germany. Mainly the areas my great-grandfather immigrated from. That'd be, I mean, too, if you think about any cool place, you know. I
guess you guys went to Scotland, do that, though. You know?
What?
You went to Scotland. That's kind of different.
Idiot.
Ireland. Yeah. Same thing. It's the same. Same exact.
Same place. Same place, really. Same hard accent to understand. Let's see. Steve said hell.
Hey. Just give it a bit, man.
Would be interesting because he said to see if I really need to change my way. So if you get down to hell and Satan's like, hey, you're here early. What are you doing? Like, I'm just taking a tour, Satan. I just want to check it out. He's like, oh, well, you come check it out. Well, over here is the bar. You can check that out. That's open all the time. And then we do karaoke on Saturday nights. Don't forget about that. He's like, and this is where we have the shuffleboard area. Over here is where we torture you for eternity. And back there is the dance club. It's like,
there you go.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and I think I'm just going to chalk it up as I don't think you're going to like it. I don't think anybody's a fan.
What if it's just baller? Just awesome.
Hell yeah, Hal wasn't too bad. You know,
Satan's got back wearing a Hawaiian shirt and khaki shorts. It's like, what?
They got a Mars Attacks pinball machine. It's great.
You'd think the hot tubs would be too hot. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect down
just
there.
Just right.
Let's see. Brittany said if nothing is off limits, then the White House. White House would be pretty cool. That would be pretty sweet.
There's got to be a bunch of secret passages. No, I want to go an extra level. I want to tour the White House of all the secret passageways.
Yeah.
Because you know there's a bunch.
Oh, and I know there is because there's like some like that the president uses and like so few people know about them.
Yeah.
Just to keep them safe. But yeah, like if it's under siege, like there's all sorts of hidden tunnels and stuff.
Hey, is Area 51 on the list anywhere?
Yes, actually. Nicholas said Area 51.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Just look around. What if you go in there and it's like Jay Leno's garage. It's just like a bunch of old cars.
It's like what?
He was just playing it up the whole time like it's some alien secret base. It's like an old antique museum. He's just,
yeah, this is terrible. There's one old guy working behind the counter. It's like, what? This is not at all what you guys made it out to be. He's like, I know. That's the whole point.
It's where they film all the Antiques Roadshow episodes.
They just don't mark it as Area 51 just to fool everybody.
All right.
Let's see. Lloyd said the Fort Knox Gold Vault. Hey, there you go.
Oh.
Is there still gold there? I don't know.
I guess I don't know much about that. What is that?
It's the gold vault at Fort Knox.
Okay, then.
Let's see. Ruby said the basement of the Vatican. I don't know about that. That might be kind of creepy.
One more time. What'd she say?
The basement of the Vatican.
Oh.
Where the Pope is?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think's down there?
I have no idea, but I'm guessing some secretive stuff. I mean, that's the Catholic Church, man.
I feel like I'm just imagining a lot of candles.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Maybe bodies. Are there bodies down there?
I hope not.
That's why we need a tour of it. I'm gonna go to the Vatican and tell the tour guide, hey, take me to the basement right now.
You got any dead bodies down there? Dead
security
bodies?
Comes and takes me away. Damn it. Yeah. Brian, our buddy Brian, said Titanic or the International Space Station. Now, are we saying the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean or the Titanic before it sank? Because before it sank would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, not so much.
I don't know. Titanic, I guess, is pretty small compared to what you can see nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's not like the Disney Cruise Line. Not quite the same.
No. Josh said the pyramids in Egypt. That'd be pretty cool. Oh. I don't think, can you go in there? You can't go inside, can you?
Isn't there like some myth or something that like if you do go inside, everybody dies that comes out of it or something?
Something like that. Well, you know, you think about it, they got all these curses and they show them like, you got all these people opening up, you know, these carcophaguses. Is that how you say it? Anyway. What are you doing? Don't piss off those mummies, man. Did we not learn anything from Brendan Fraser?
Just leave it alone. Ryan, I don't want some sand monster coming after me. Forget that.
Paul said inside Scarlett Johansson's pants. That's fair. Jeff said the Playboy Mansion. I don't feel like maybe the Playboy Mansion in the 80s or the 70s. There you go.
I wonder how big it is.
It's good
huge?
Size, but right now it's lame. You know, I just it's some other guy owns it.
And all the chicks are gone, right?
The girls never came. Thomas said Dracula's castle. That'd be pretty dope.
Man, something like Transylvania.
Some old timey creepy ass castle. That'd be pretty.
It's
cool.
Alive.
Is Dracula here? Dracula.
You always sleeping?
We'll end with Brian's because you know what? Brian usually says stupid stuff, but this is pretty good. Brian Reed said, inside Brock's head so I can play Lost in Space. All right, you son of a bitch. That's funny. I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to give you that one.
Brian is up one on you.
There is a lot of space in there.
It's got you good.
It's just full of empty beer cans rattling around in there. All right. That's it for now. We're going to take a break. More of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back.